Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Growing up can be tough, and for a few kids, they may have to do it alone. So Casa Youth Shelter in Los Alamitos is there to help. No matter what the story may be, CEO Jessica Hubbard makes sure that every young person that comes to the door is welcomed and supported. I'm Heather Jordan, and with me, our KNX Helpful Honda Hero of the Week, Jessica Hubbard. She is the CEO of Casa Youth Shelter, and the new CEO, I might add, taking the helm in January. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Before we dive into your work there at the shelter, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Miami, Florida, so I definitely identify as a Miami girl. And I grew up in a difficult home situation, in poverty with significant abuse and neglect. And it's a big part of my story and a lot of what led me to where I am today and working for Casa Youth Shelter and, of course, working with youth.
So you must have had a really strong drive inside to want to get yourself to a better place in your life. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I felt really strongly at an early age that there were two things that would help me change my circumstances. And one was mental health services and therapy, and the other was higher education. And to this day, I'm an enormous advocate for both of those. And those also are a large part of what we do at Casa Youth Shelter and providing clinical mental health services and, of course, helping and supporting our kids so that they can pursue higher education. I credit both of those things to how I was able to pull myself out of my situation and circumstances and get where I am today. And yes, the higher education, there's a lot of degrees there. We're overeducated, my sister and I both.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But I felt like it was the right path and the farthest way to remove myself from where I came from.
What got you to LA?
I moved out to Orange County. I was actually originally born out here. And so this was kind of a return home. My parents split when I was very young. And my mom moved us to Miami, where we lived with her parents. So I was in large part raised by my grandparents. And my grandfather was the most incredible man. He was a firefighter and also a big brother. And he was the first person to introduce me to philanthropy and giving back.
So you get connected with CASA. You hold a very high profile there, a very responsible position. Tell me about the track that took you to become the CEO.
So after undergrad, I became a middle school English teacher. And I taught at a Title I school in Florida. Title I is super high need students. This was in a small town in Central Florida, very economically depressed. And during my time there as a teacher, I got a master's degree in education and felt like I just needed to do more for these kids. And I became increasingly disheartened losing kids to the criminal justice system. And I thought there's just got to be a better way to serve youth and help that upcoming generation. So I decided to go to law school and moved out west, because if you're going to blow up your life and change everything, you might as well move across the country as well. Mm-hmm. So I moved out to California and attended law school out here. Loved law school so much. I was the nerdy law student that did all of the activities, moot court, writing articles for Law Review, all the stuff. And I loved the study, did not really enjoy the practice of law. And I think it was because I had this really great experience as working as a teacher, which was a job that I loved. I loved that direct contact with youth and that direct impact. And I didn't feel like I was getting it enough in the legal field. So I found my way into higher education for a little bit. Still wasn't enough, felt like. And then I found the position at Girls Inc. of Orange County. And that was my introduction to nonprofit work. And I fell very madly, deeply in love yet again with this work in this industry.
Once again, I'm Heather Jordan, speaking with our KNX Hero of the Week, Jessica Hubbard of the CASA Youth Shelter. So if I'm a parent of a teenager, or maybe a 14, 15, 16-year-old who needs some direction, and I'm hearing about CASA Youth Shelter for the first time, tell me how this works.
Yeah, so we're serving kids ages 12 to 17, And these are kids that are deep in crisis. And it is our great honor to help move them through their crisis with all kinds of resources and love and safety and stability. So we provide them with shelter and resources and that safe place. And it feels like a home, it feels like a house, and it feels like a family. But then even more important than that, we're also providing them with clinical therapeutic services. And that's the real meat and potatoes of the work. So yes, we're a warm bed and three hot meals a day, but we are also clinical therapeutic services. And that's where that healing process gets to take place during their time with us. Kids can find us all different ways. They can self-refer. Maybe they can't take another minute of abuse inside their home, and they're going to find us on social media or online, or maybe a friend's going to refer them, or maybe even a parent that's looking for some help and support in their parenting. There's a number of ways. We also have the chief of police of Los Alamitos that sits on our board and has for decades and decades as that person changes, because we want to have that close connection and ties to our local law enforcement, because they're a great connection to what is happening on the streets. So we want to make sure that none of those kids, 12 to 17, no kids are spending a single minute or a night on the streets, and they can come to us and know that they have a safe haven.
And you help kids from all over Southern California, right?
Yeah, we're uniquely positioned in that we are right on that line of both Orange County and LA County. And just a fun fact, between Culver City and Huntington Beach, we are the only shelter, the only resource, only facility of this kind. There's no one else like us out there. So if there are kids in crisis between Culver City and Huntington Beach, we're it. In all of Orange County, there are only 18 licensed beds for youth in crisis, and we are 12 of those beds. Mm.
Yeah, that's amazing. What are the numbers? How many young people are you helping, say, each week or each year?
Through our shelter services, it's about 200 to 300. Kind of depends on how many we're seeing that year and what the rotation in and out is like. They can be with us for 2 days. They can be with us for 3 months. Average is about 3 weeks. But then we also serve another 1,500 kids through our youth crisis hotline. Another fun fact, Casa Youth Shelter, the very first youth crisis hotline ever, created by our founder, Mildred Jones. So we have that resource. So we're able to serve another 1,500 kids annually. And then we're out in the schools now. We're bringing our therapeutic services to our local school districts and able to serve even more kids there, because if we can get them when they're in their schools, hopefully we can prevent them from ever needing our shelter services down the road. And we know that not every kid is going to need shelter, but just about every kid can benefit from therapeutic services.
You've taken the helm. You took it back in January. What are your goals for, say, this next year and maybe even the next 5 years? What are you looking at?
We are looking at growth, Heather, because right now we are serving in Los Alamitos, but I want to get to where the heart of the service is. There's so many areas and pockets of need across Los Angeles County and Orange County. So I want to bring our services there. We also know that we can bring the kids to us, but it's even better when we can start bringing it to them. So right now we're serving, 2,000, 3,000 kids a year. Hope to double that in the next couple of years.
I have a feeling that you are going to reach that goal for sure. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today and for sharing your personal story with me. And I'm really honored to name you our KNX Helpful Honda Hero of the Week.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank you for giving us a platform to share our work. I like to share my story because I remember what it was like to be that 12-year-old kid and feel like you are the worst thing that ever happened to you. And that is my saying. You are not the worst thing that has ever happened to you. And I want every kid to know that.
Jessica Hubbard, CEO of Casa Youth Shelter in Los Alamitos. If you want to connect with them, just go to casayouthshelter.org. KNX Helpful Honda Heroes are made possible only by your SoCal Honda dealers. Follow them on social media at SoCal Honda Dealers to see how the helpful Honda guys in blue are surprising people with random acts of helpfulness. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.